My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Did I say that? I think I already did say that, but that's okay. We'll say it again. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Whew. Hour number three, and it's Friday. You know, the problem here is that I got asked in the break if I was on top of my game today. And now now that made me very nervous. I won't say who said that to me. I won't out them or anything like that. But now I'm very nervous.
Attorney Tom,
what are you doing? Don't do that. No, there we go. Okay, all right. What is going on? There we go. Yeah, now I'm really not on top of my game anymore. Well, that was the end of that. So much for being on top of the game. Hour number three, welcome aboard. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for joining. As we play, Pastor Greg's trying to figure out the roulette of the day and what we're doing. My gosh, there we go. All right, got his name under there and everything. That's in case I forget. Who are you again? I would love to introduce to you my regular Friday guest, except that he won't be with me next week. He just informed me that I have to have a replacement, which is going to be near to impossible, but we'll do the very best that we can. I want to welcome my very good friend, Don Jans. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Now, let's get this straight. A replacement.
Replacement.
Not a replacement, a substitution.
Substitution. See, I'm so not on my game anymore. You took me off my game. I'm lost now. I refuse that. I refuse that. I am no longer lost. I am found. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, Don, you know, I've been talking quite a bit this week about J6. Look, and the reason I keep bringing it up, it's number one, we have Patriot prisoners being held without bail, without due process, in direct violation of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is, folks. It's happening in our country right now, and you may say, well, I know, but Pastor, it won't happen. It can't, you know, it's not going to happen to me. These guys, you know, they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whatever. They went into, and this is why I tell people, watch Capital Punishment, the movie. Watch the new documentary by the Epic Times. Watch Bloody Hill, that David Sumrall just put out. Watch these, and watch how they went in to your neighborhood, to urban neighborhood all across the country, fully dressed in military gear, doorbusters, armory, doorbuster military apparatus, including one that had a 50 caliber gun on it that was pointed around at the neighbors, and there's video. The neighbors' security cameras captured these people. This isn't, oh, we're just telling stories. And they show this, but if you're watching the J6 Commission, Don, you won't see any of that. And even if you did, what they'll tell you is, well, these were masterminds. These were criminals. Are you going to tell me that the 13-year-old girl that they handcuffed and put down on her knees in the street in front of her home was some kind of a mastermind and she was a danger to who? Look at those guys, man. They were fully decked out.
Or how about that? How about the grandma with cancer? Now going to prison. This is the worst. In fact, you'd have to dig very, very deep to find another country in the world right now that is using the political, that is using the legal system for political purposes more than what the United States is. This J6 is nothing but a political game. Well, I hate to use the word game because it's far more than a game, but it is everything that Putin has done to Navalny in Russia. It is absolutely no different. It is everything that is going on
in China. It's everything that's going on in communist China that the CCP is doing to its people over there. I talked about Shanghai and the shutdown that happened in Shanghai. And the reality of that, Don, is that the shutdown in Shanghai had absolutely nothing to do with the virus. It had to do with sending a message because they heard that there were dissidents over there, and they're having a run on their bank. Their economy is failing.
Yes.
It's failing. And she's in trouble.
And so when something's failing, what do? You bring up a crisis, and you put it in a crisis. The other thing that this J6 committee is doing, and never, ever forget this. It's not just the individual people that are being assaulted and accosted. It's not just the individuals today. It is every one of us. This is intimidation.
Yeah.
It is absolute, total intimidation. Intimidation has always been a tool that any aspiring tyrant has used and used extremely effectively. Intimidation is something that, well, Lenin said to his police force, comparable to what the FBI would be to the Democrat Party today. Lenin told his police force, or Biden would be telling his FBI, here's what you do, is you go into these different communities, you pick out 100 people, any 100, I don't care who they are, you pick them out, you kill them.
Execute them.
In front of everybody else.
Yeah.
So next time you walk into the community, these people will fear you. If you're not willing and able to kill these people, we will kill you and find somebody else who will kill them. This is the January 6th committee.
And this is what Russia's in charge. And this is what Russia is doing, Don, in Ukraine right now.
Absolutely.
Where I have a person with direct knowledge of an instance where they were a husband and a 9-year-old and a woman were fleeing in their car from a city that the Russians were invading, and they stopped them, pulled them over, pulled the husband and the daughter out, and shot both of them in the head with the mother slash wife watching, and then raped her so severely it took 27 stitches to stitch her back up. And you say, oh, well, yeah, but they're not, you know, folks, there was a couple who had an Airbnb, okay, out on the East Coast that were incorrectly targeted. They were handcuffed in their own home. They were put into separate rooms and detained because they had been misidentified. But even still, what people are not being told, Don, Ashley Babbitt was murdered.
Yep.
Epic Times ran that story. Rosalind Boylan was murdered. They ran that story, and you can see that in the video documentation, and you can see the picture of the D.C. police woman who beat her to death while she was lying unconscious on the ground. Both of the men that they claimed were heart attack victims, they weren't.
No.
Compression bombs thrown by D.C. Capitol Police killed them. And these were guys that they were standing in the crowd, just standing in the crowd, praying, redressing, or preparing to figure out how do we redress, peaceably redress our government.
And you don't do that. That's now not a right of the American people. And that's what the January 6th committee is telling us, that we don't have the right of redress anymore. That part of the First Amendment has also been removed from us, just as the part of free speech.
Well,
the First Amendment has been decimated.
And this is why I've gone after, and you know, I Chip Roy, who is my congressman, and I voted for him, and he does a lot of really good things. But this is why he and I got at odds regarding his comments about January 6th and calling it an insurrection and calling the people who were there, you know, terrorists and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. And he has not retracted any of those things that he said. And the direct result of that, we have Mark Onst is another suicide that happened on the 20th of July. Another suicide. Why? When you look at his sentencing, 6 months and the fine of $5,000. But that's not the end of it. As David Sumrall and I talked about, and David is an eyewitness to these issues because he's been covering these things. Look at that man Tony and his family. After they appeared in the capital punishment documentary, after the doors were busted in and the last door in the back broke in and his daughter put in handcuffs, the landlord evicted them. Airbnb has said that if we know that you have any connection with January 6th, you are no longer allowed to use Airbnb. Period. Anywhere in the world, you can't use an Airbnb if you have any connectivity to January 6th.
But if you happen to be convicted of being a pedophile, you're free in the whole world. This is the worst of anything we have seen in the United States that I can think of. When we look at the January 6th so-called committee, there is no place that I can find, and I have read the Constitution a few times and have studied how it came about and what has brought certain phrases and certain articles into the Constitution. There is nowhere that the Congress is given the authority or the ability to investigate individual people. Congress only investigation powers would be within the government, and they have failed miserably at investigating their own government.
Yeah.
But they are certainly doing a number one job investigating you and me because we disagree with them.
Well, and the Steve Bannon case was an absolute farce.
Oh,
irrespective of how you might feel about, you know, Steve Bannon or whatever, I don't care. It was a farce, folks. It was a farce and a violation of our Constitution. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body. Cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Don Jans, My Grandchildren's America. By the way, we have a book that we would love to share with you for a donation of $20. We'll be happy to send this book to you. Does that work for you, Don? That works for
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So for a donation of $20, we will send this book to you. You can send your $20 to Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas. Attention, Pastor Greg. That's Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. Attention, Pastor Greg. And you might mark inside on a little paper, The Road to Tyranny, Don Jans, and we will get this to you. $20. Send us $20. We'll send this to you. Okay. For your donation of $20, got to be clear that I say that I'm not selling the book. I'm giving you the book for a $20 donation. That's the deal. I'm giving you the book, but you got to give me a $20 donation. And you know what it goes for? It goes for our radio program here, and it also goes for our missions work in India. And we need support. We're getting ready. We want to do a pastor's meeting here in August. And when the pastors come together, we like to be able to bless them with some rupees so that they have support, so they can feed their families and keep their ministries going. And so we would ask for your help. We have roughly 50 as a baseline. We'd like to get, 75 to 100, but that means about 100,000 rupees. So the cost is roughly between $500 and $600 is what it costs to do a pastor's meeting. So help us, and you can begin by getting blessed yourself. Make a $20 donation. Get the book. Help us with the pastor's meeting. And get informed on the road to tyranny. Don, you were mentioning in the break, we don't have to say who or whatever, but because you do a lot of speaking, you go out and you talk to people about, the Constitution. And folks, we keep kind of hammering on this Jan 6 thing and why that is so important. And it really is a direct assault on the sovereignty of we the people and the Constitution of the United States of America. That's why I call their actions treasonous.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me a little bit about when you interact with folks. Are people, on a level of 1 to 10, 10 being very cognizant, 1 being not cognizant at all, on a scale of 1 to 10, how aware are people that their constitutional rights right now have been taken and are under siege?
If you ask them that question, they would say, oh, yes, I understand completely. I know it. And they would say, I'm a 10. I know that. And then you say, okay, explain to me exactly where your constitutional rights have been taken. And they go down to about a 2 or a 3. So it's just like so many things. We have the expression. For instance, we're talking about what is a recession. Well, a recession is pretty clear. It's been accepted as being those two consecutive quarters, but we can make it anything we want.
Right.
And so these people will know that yes, our constitutional rights are being taken from us every single day. Our everything that was written into the Declaration of Independence, into the Constitution, into the Bill of Rights, is now being obliterated. And you say, tell me specifically where it has happened. And they cannot tell us. I remember asking somebody, a very knowledgeable person, was saying, oh, yes, Don, we're a republic. We're not a democracy. And so my question was, well, tell me the difference. and I got silence. Folks, it's critical that we understand why we are what we are and who we are what we are. It was very, very explicit in the Declaration of Independence, and this followed through into the Constitution and specifically into the Bill of Rights. Our rights do not come from government. Our rights come from God. That set us apart as an extremely unique nation. Nobody else had ever thought of this or had ever done this.
That's why it's called an experiment. Don froze, but this is why it's called an experiment. And when you talk about the difference between a republic and a democracy is a form of a democracy is a form of mob rule.
Democracy is mob rule. We have to remember that democracy has absolutely no limitations on the power of government. In a democracy, the majority, and this is a totally misleading term, majority, because the majority usually is a very, very small, is a majority of a very, very small group of people. In Athens, for instance, they had over 400,000 people. But only about 5,000 actually made up the voting population. So 2,501 people controlled 400,000 people. That's what majorities are in democracies. They're very, very small representation. And they have total control. And in a democracy, they have no limitations on their power. In our republic, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and it is specifically established to limit the power of government to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Read those powers we the people gave to the federal government, and then tell me whether or not the power to investigate American people redressing their government is given to the Congress. And I can't even find anything alluded to the January 6th committee and their power in the Constitution. Folks, we have to understand why we are what we are. Why are we a republic and not a democracy? Only then can we go and can we take back our country.
Hear, hear. Don Jans, My Grandchildren's America. You can find him at CG Contributors. Click on his name, his likeness, Don Jans, and you'll get directly over to his website. Pick up his books today. And again, don't forget, a $20 donation, I'll go into this again on the other half, a $20 donation gets you The Road to Tyranny. Send it to Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393. Bandera, Texas, 78003, or you can use paypal.me/PastorGreg, Cash App, $CGR, or Venmo at chosen-generation-radio. I'll be back with Fred Galvin, retired major. We're going to talk about Iran and nukes coming up right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process. Reduces emissions and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He is a returning guest, actually, but this is the first time that we actually get to see him in person. Those of you that are watching, and you can watch us, again, at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and that is also the TECNTV.com player that is embedded at our site, where you can watch all of TECNTV.com's great programming available to you at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I want to welcome retired USMC Major Fred Galvin. Fred, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you very much, Pastor Greg.
Well, it's man, we are in trying times. We are in trying times. You've had your own trial, and you were on last time and talked with us a bit about the trial that you went through and the assault on you and your men when you came back having done your duty, and then, you know, a lot like the Raven guys, right?
Yes.
You know, I mean, the same kind of treatment that happened to the Raven guys was similar to what you had to battle. But you have a vast knowledge and experience as it relates to the Middle East because of your time there, because of the strategic role that you were playing over there. Talk to us about this Iran and the Biden policy that is allowing Iran to come out of the shadows with things that we knew they already had, but the danger that's associated with that.
Yes, and as everyone knows, you know, we have seen a return to the Obama administration politics where the administration gave Iran cash to accelerate this and has treated them with kid's gloves and taken everything they said at face value. It almost seems like, you know, this, like, what are we talking about? In the media in the United States of America is also to blame for this, as well as our elected leaders who are turning a blind eye when you see there in Tehran, you know, thousands and tens of thousands saying death to America, being led by, you know, their national leader. That's a clear and present danger. Those are not people that we should, I'm talking about their government, because people in Iran, many of them realize that they're being controlled. It's not a country where they have the freedoms that we do. But their leaders are as radical as you can get on this planet. And to allow them to have weapons, nuclear weapons, is unfathomable. And we saw how, you know, during previous administrations where, you know, the Iranian Navy would capture American Navy personnel.
Right.
And they've been, I remember going, this is not a joke, 1987, I was in boot camp in San Diego, and I remember the drill instructor saying, Iran messes with another one of our ships, and we're going to go to war. And we have allowed them to just continually punk us out. And if I could set the strategic backdrop of what's going on,
sure,
with global resources and our domestic and global economic issues, they're all tied to, there's truly not a scarcity of oil right now, but because of our administration's desire to not manufacture our own oil,
right,
we're getting it, you know, from the Persian Gulf.
Foreign entities.
Specifically, the preponderance from the Saudis who influence all of OPEC, and it has to, the majority of it for the United States comes through by ship through the Straits of Hormuz. And we saw right before this last election, if you look at individual companies or the indices that measure, that have a compilation of stocks of those big oil tanking companies, which there's an oligarchy of, those just started going through the roof in September, right before, you know, the last presidential election. You got to wonder why, but then you kind of realize why. One of those first 17 executive orders that was signed was to shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Those stocks were rallying in the face of what looked like would have been a Trump victory. Unfortunately, some things are rigged, and you saw those stocks and those who invested in them make a fortune. But there are incentives for those who understand what, and they can see the unseen because they have control of a lot of those decisions.
Right.
I'm talking at the globalist level. They want certain resources to have a scarcity or a perceived scarcity that we only can get our oil by putting it on a ship and transferring it across the ocean, because that is safer than having it in a pipeline, which we can shut off immediately. But if you dump billions of gallons of oil in the ocean, that's somehow safer.
Right.
Which, you're crazy, but we're depending on now the Saudis for oil and the Iranians to play nice when they get these nuclear weapons, which we should have never been at this stage.
So when it comes to a nuclear Iran, and we know not only have they said, you know, we want to kill the great Satan, which is the United States of America, but they also want to destroy what they call the little Satan, which is our ally, our greatest ally in the Middle East, and bar none, still our greatest ally. And that, yeah, Israel. What does a nuclear Iran do to the Middle East? Because you've got, I mean, Iran is just one piece of the puzzle. I suggest that as a world order goes, We've got globalists that are working here in the deep state and so on in D.C. to destroy our country. Then we've got Putin, who is an empire builder. He's said that since the late 1990s, since he came to power, that he intended to restore the USSR to its former glory. We've got Xi, who's an empire builder in China. And then we've got Racine, and actually the Imam, but we've got Racine in Iran. They want a caliphate. And we've got Erdogan in Turkey, and he wants a caliphate. I mean, we've got, what, if you split the two caliphates, then we've got five. If you put that together and consider Islam as a singular threat, and I think that's probably a more accurate way of looking at it, honestly, for us as opposed to them, we've got four threats. One internal, three major external, and we've got Japan as an ally, which is in trouble because of Shinzo Abe's assassination. We've got Israel, which is in trouble because there's some potential Neville Chamberlain things going on there as well, which would be horrid. Sorry, I know I've loaded you with tons of stuff to talk about, but give me some of your thoughts with regards to that, or tease us with that, and when we come back, I'll give you the whole platform, about 7-8 minutes, to really run that down for us.
Sounds good.
So tease me into some of your initial thoughts on a couple of the things that I said, because I'm looking for your military expertise and years of strategic planning and so forth relative to the things that I shared of the threats. Where do we begin? How significant are each one of these threats? How would you assess them?
Yes. Well, I will tell you one thing is that this is not going to be something with a simple solution where Tom Cruise comes to the rescue in Maverick 2 and hits the reactor. This is something that most likely, as I previously described, we're going to continue to kick the can down the road because we don't want to upset anybody's feelings. We want to play nice with the globalists. However, what's likely to happen is Iran will take a first strike at, or attempt to take a first strike against Israel. That is going to launch most likely a response from Israel, and then we're probably, and I'm not a prophet or soothsayer, this is likely to lead to a global war where Russia comes straight down and starts to attack Israel.
All right, quick break. We'll be back with more on this right after this quick break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Fred Galvin. And he is the author of A Few Bad Men, by the way. I want to encourage you to pick that book up, A Few Bad Men. And it really tells his story of doing their job in Afghanistan and then having to come back and defend himself and his men against false accusations when they were taking care of and resolving issues with terrorists. And, you know, as a former Cold War Air Force Russian linguist, I can tell you that there's an evil out there that we fight. And what we don't need is a nation back here that is given disinformation and lied to and then sees us, the American soldier, as the problem, when we were sent there to be a solution. And that's exactly what we go there, and that's exactly who we are and what we do. So thank you, sir, for your service, by the way.
Thank you very much, Pastor Greg. And I'd love to dive into this subject that you've mentioned.
Let's do it. Let's get into the Russia, China, Iran, caliphate, the enemies within, the enemies without. Please, give me your assessments.
Yes, so I'll talk near term and then long term, and okay. Also put it in the perspective which you and I both view things in, and that's biblically with what prophecy says. So let's look at what's going on right now. You know, here we're going to start in next week in August. What we have going on is there will be an exercise in 2 weeks with China, Russia, as well as Iran, hosted by Maduro in from Venezuela here in the Americas. So all these, even though Russia's fighting in Ukraine, you know, this is coming together. This is something they don't want to miss. This is a threat, and it's all happening because this administration, we've allowed ourselves just over a year ago to be perceived, so weak. We had generals that were for years, especially last summer, if you want to go back, go and search the web for all these generals who are testifying to Congress and to the press that our training of the Afghan National Army was going so well that they would be able to repel these attacks. And although maybe the Taliban will take Mazar-e-Sharif, a couple, maybe a few other cities, but the Afghan National Army would hold strong. We saw that completely collapse in short order. And for decades, the reason that Trump fired Mattis was because Mattis said, you know, you should find somebody else that believes your perspectives. He was, you know, Mattis wanted to stay in these wars forever, but it's how we left Afghanistan in the Biden administration. Rodeo that was seen on television showed the weakness of us. And now we have Iran rattling their sabers. You had Russia doing what we've always been predicting. And with the conflict of interest with Hunter Biden being a board member of Burisma, and you saw the Russian army last Christmas push right down the Kazakhstan border. I'm sure that call that Jen Psaki said that President Biden was going to have with President Putin didn't go so tough. And there was probably some deals made not to go into Kazakhstan and impact their oil, because that would stop the 10% to the old man, as well as Hunter getting his $83,000 a month. And where'd they go? They did action right, went into Ukraine. But what's happening right now is we see, you know, this massive multinational exercise going on in the Americas coming up here in August. You see increased scope and frequency of amphibious rehearsals by the People's Liberation Army and the People's Liberation Army Navy on the east coast of China, you know, the East China Sea and Lodge.
You're sticking just a little bit, Fred. I'm sorry. Give us just a second here. That he should be able to come back pretty quickly.
Raytheon, like our current Secretary of Defense, came from. The last chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joe Dunford, works now at Lockheed Martin. When Trump fired Mattis, he went right back to General Dynamics, where he previously served on their board. They want, all these companies want, a massive war, and they're going to get it in Taiwan. And what we're seeing is now the arming of Iran. And this has been long going for forever and ever. We've never put them in check. Only Israel has been the one to do it. But biblically, we realize that just as you had accurately said, Pastor Greg, you know, the big Satan and the little Satan.
Yeah.
You know, Iran and their allies. This is not one country acting on its own, but one country that has other allies, such as China, with nuclear submarines and building more of them. They are able to not just control natural resources and global economics, but they can take out major cities in America very quickly.
Yeah.
With their alliances, like they're practicing here next month. So when some people want to roll over and turn the radio and not listen to what we're saying, this is a serious, very serious threat that America is facing. And I truly believe that Iran's first attempt is going to be, because they don't have the intercontinental capability, but they're going to take a shot at Israel. Mm-hmm. And either directly or indirectly, their Navy is going to take a shot at either American
naval vessels in the Mediterranean.
Inside the Northern Arabian Gulf, or they're just outside in the Indian Ocean. That is going to occur, and that is going to provoke a global war, which is what many people want. It's as sick as it sounds. That is what is going to come, and it's likely to converge, as been prophesied, in the Middle East, in and around the battlefields of Israel.
You talk about the representation of our country. You probably have seen that picture.
Yes.
You know, when I first saw this, I have to be honest with you, Major, I thought, oh, this has got to have been photoshopped. This has to have been a Photoshop job. But this is legitimate, folks.
Yes.
they showed up at a very high-level event in France representing the United States, both in drag.
There's one thing about this, Pastor Greg, is any military decisions, and these have been going on for quite some time across several administrations where our generals have not stood up. You've not heard them say anything publicly. They've just buckled. Maybe 30 years ago you heard some generals say anything, but when you allow frontline units, and I'm not saying this is not saying anything against men or women, but when you allow sexual attraction, not just at the workplace, in units like infantry or special operations, these frontline units where you're literally in foxholes, in tents, you're living in close proximity, and now you have sexual attraction inside the tent, inside a two- or three-man room, inside a 300-person berthing space like on a Navy ship. First deployment I took was in a 300-troop compartment, and then you have, like the last, I just finished 4 years serving as a civilian for the Marine Corps, even after I served 27 years in uniform. You go into barracks that have open showers. You go into gymnasiums that have, I mean, it's just a big room with these, we call them range trees. Right. It's just a spigots that, and you have people who are, and this has happened to me, people who are attracted to you, who are excited and showing it all lathered up. And what do you do when you finish your physical training, you need to shower, and there's somebody who is looking at you with the intention of having sex with you. This isn't me passing on some hearsay or conjecture. This is me talking personal, you know, as an older adult, younger troops.
This is predatorial behavior, and it's part of their whole agenda. And it destroys the morale of the troops, and it is a danger. Folks, at the end of the day, we're going to be responsible for how we are interacting and how we are responding to these kinds of situations. It's why we bring them to your attention. Obviously, if you're not serving, your first step is you've got to pray that God's hand move. Pray that people come to true repentance. Pray that the church will wake up from its slumber and its apathy and stop calling evil good. Pray for pastors who will step up and speak the truth. And speaking the truth in love does not mean lying down, and loving your neighbor does not mean allowing an addict or someone who is performing something that is actually detrimental to both them and society to continue to do so without any hindrances or any stoppage or any message to say this is unacceptable. And now they're going after our kids. At the end of the day, it's got to stop. I'll be back Monday with a whole lot more for you. Have a great weekend. Remember, don't be fearful. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And you have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live, yet not you, but Christ lives in you. And the life you now live in the flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God. Put that faith to work.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my Son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.